Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually, when you cook a massive Sunday roast, you put in hours of prep for that one single dinner,
Right, absolutely. It takes all day.
right? But imagine pulling that roast out, stripping down the core protein, and instantly applying like entirely different flavor profiles to it.
Yeah, so suddenly you have a spicy chili or a mild shepherd's pie.
Exactly. And a week of sandwiches. Maximum yield, zero extra cooking. Today, we are looking at some excerpts from the Omnichannel Engine because, well, it solves a massive bottleneck.
Yeah, the challenge of how non-technical sauce teams can use the Auto Content API to multiply their content output.
Right, the mission here is to understand how you can turn a single piece of source material into an entire suite of omnichannel assets. So, okay, let's unpack this because traditionally a marketing team pours their soul into a great blog post,
Oh,
right?
yeah, or a really dense white paper. And once they hit publish, they're just done.
They hit a total wall.
They really do. You have the core protein, I mean, the ideas, but repackaging it takes technical skills and just a ton of time.
Right, which is why teams are using this Auto Content API now. They feed a published blog post in, and the API just, well, it maps out the core arguments.
Exactly. Then, using these predefined structural templates, it runs parallel generations. So it outputs a podcast script, a video explainer, and a slide deck all at once.
Wow. And it is not just summarizing, right? It is actually applying those different flavor profiles for different channels.
Yes, like the example we saw of a highly technical white paper being converted into a 12-minute two-host conversational podcast.
Right, one that is tailored specifically for the demand gen funnel.
What's fascinating here is the sheer efficiency of the mechanism. You aren't asking your demand gen writers to, suddenly learn video editing.
Or slide design, which is a totally different skill.
Exactly. The API applies persona constraints to the source material. That ensures the output is natively structured for each specific medium.
So you get four different formats from one source, basically blanketing your channels. But if marketing is generating all this noise and sales and customer success are still using outdated messaging, that is a problem.
It is a massive problem. The whole customer journey just breaks down.
Right. So the real question is how a tool like this bridges the gap into daily operations.
Well, it takes operational inputs and turns them into enablement assets. Like, take a raw customer interview transcript.
Okay, sure.
The API polishes it into a ready-to-publish podcast episode and cuts a series of social clips.
Oh, like that example, how Northstar reduced onboarding time by 42%.
Exactly that one. Prospects listen to those while evaluating implementation risks. And it goes even deeper. Think about product change logs being converted into a 3-minute audio update.
Wait, hold on. Let me push back on that for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Release notes are notoriously dry. I mean, we are talking bullet points about bug fixes and API patches, right? Does a technical change log actually make for an engaging audio update?
I know, it sounds like a completely terrible idea.
Yeah, it sounds like robotic reading to me.
But that is until you see how the AI processes the data. It's not just reading the bullets. It is trained to invert the technical data into user benefits.
Oh, okay, I see.
So instead of saying bug 402 fixed, it scripts something like, "Hey admins, remember that annoying bug that crashed your reporting? It is gone."
Oh, wow. So this release in 3 minutes deliverable generates that audio update, but also an admin-facing transcript.
Yes, and specific talking points for the customer success managers. It translates dry code updates into actual workflow rules.
And customer pain points. It is mapping the technical fix to the human impact. That makes a lot of
It
sense.
really does. And then it packages all these pieces together to form a comprehensive campaign pack.
Like the hidden cost of manual revenue ops campaign from our sources. It started as just one single SEO blog post.
Just one blog post, maybe some basic product screenshots, and a demand gen brief.
And from those constraints, the API generated a podcast episode, a script for a short, and a five-slide summary deck.
Yeah, plus an infographic mapping out metrics, like that 42% faster onboarding figure.
Here's where it gets really interesting. It even generated an internal training quiz for the CSMs based on that material.
Yes, literally asking what a CSM should send after the release audio.
Right, with multiple choice answers like the admin transcript, a blank change log, or an unrelated Harkin note.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is how you seamlessly align three completely distinct teams.
Right. Marketing, sales, and customer success are now all rallied around one core message.
Exactly. Marketing writes the blog, sales gets the slide deck and shorts, and CS gets the training quiz and talking points.
Because it all stems from the exact same source prompt. So, what does this all mean?
Well, for non-technical sauce teams, it means you can achieve true omnichannel presence.
Yeah, and test endless formats without constantly hitting technical bottlenecks or, begging for design resources.
It is the ultimate operational leverage, which leaves you with a rather profound shift to consider.
Okay, lay it on us.
If AI can perfectly adapt, format, and distribute your messaging across every channel instantly, does the value of your sauce team permanently shift from creating deliverables to purely curating the original ideas?